ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಜಮುನಾ ತೀರವನ ಚಾರಿ ಜಮುನಾ ತೀರವನ ಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಧಮಾದವ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಧಮಾದವ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪಿ ಜನ ಬಲಾಭ ಗಿರಿವರ ಧಾರಿ ಗೋಪಿ ಜನ ಬಲಾಭ ಗಿರಿವರ ಧಾರಿ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಜಮುನಾ ತೀರವನ ಚಾರಿ ಜಮುನಾ ತೀರವನ ಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿವ್ರಾಜಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಷ್ಟೋತ್ತರ ಶತಶ ಶ್ರೀಮಾಧೇ ಸೇವಾ ಇನ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಎಸಿ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶಿಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕಿ ಅನಂತ ಕೋಟಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ವೃಂದ ಕಿ ಇಸ್ಕೋಂ ಫೌಂದರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಶಿಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕಿ ಗರಂತರ ಶ್ರೀಮಂ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕಿ ತಾಯಿ ಗೌರ ಪ್ರೇಮನಂದಿ ಓ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ ಟು ದಿ ಅಸೆಂಬೋ ದೇವೋತಿಸ್ ಓ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ ಟು ದಿ ಅಸೆಂಬೋ ದೇವೋತಿಸ್ ಓ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ ಟು ದಿ ಅಸೆಂಬೋ ದೇವೋತಿಸ್ ಓ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ ಟು ಶಿಶಿ ಗುರು ವಂಶಿ ಗೌರಂಗ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 8, Withdrawal of the Cosmic Creation, Chapter 16, Executing the Payo-Brata Process of Worship, Text 30 to 54. Read 30 together.
Namo vyaktaya shushmaya pradhana purusaya cha chaturvinsan gunagyaya gunasankhyana hetave namo vyaktaya sukshmaya pradhana purushaya cha chaturvinsan gunayaya guna sankhyana bhetave namo vyaktaya sukshmaya
प्रधाना पुरुषा च चतुर्विंशाङ्गुना ज्ञाया गुणसंख्यान हेतवे नमो व्यक्ताय सुक्माया प्रदाना पुरुषाय च Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Avyaktaya, who are never seen by material eyes. Sukshmaya, transcendental. Pradhana Purushaya. No, again. I do it again. Pradhana Purushaya. The Supreme Person, Cha, also, Chatubinsat, 24, Gunagyaya, the knower of the elements, Gunasankhyana, the Sankhya Yoga system, Hetave, the original cause. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, the Supreme Person. Being very subtle, you are never visible to material eyes. You are the knower of the 24 elements, and you are the inaugurator of the Sankhya Yoga system. Purport. Chatur Binsat Guna. The 24 elements are the five gross elements, earth, water, fire, air, and ether. The three subtle elements, mind, intelligence, and false ego. The 10 senses, five for working and five for acquiring knowledge. The five sense objects and contaminated consciousness. These are the subject matter of Sankhya Yoga, which was inaugurated by Lord Kapiladev. The Sankhya Yoga was again propounded by another Kapila, but he was an atheist, and his system is not accepted as bona fide. Text number 31.
Namo dvishisne tripade chatusringaya tantave saptahastaya jagnaya trayibhyat mane namaha.
Translation. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who have two heads, Prajaniya and Udaniya, three legs, Sarvanatraya, four horns, the four Vedas, and seven hands, the seven Chandas, such as Gayatri. I offer my obeisances unto you, whose heart and soul are the three Vedic rituals, Karmakanda, Jnanakanda, and Upasanakanda, who expands these rituals in the form of sacrifices.
Text number 32. Nama Shivaya Rudraya, Nama Shakti Daraja Cha, Sarva Vyadi Pataye, Sarva Vyadi Vyadi Pata, Sarva Vyadi Pataye, Bhutanam Pataye Namaha.
Translation. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, Lord Shiva or Rudra, who are the reservoir of all potencies, the reservoir of all knowledge, and the master of everyone. Purport. It is the system for one to offer obeisances unto the expansions or incarnation of the Lord. Lord Shiva is the incarnation of ignorance, one of the material modes of nature.
Text 33. Namo Hiranyagarbhaya Pranaya Jagat Atmane Yogaishwarya Sariraja Namaste Yoga Hetave.
Translation. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you who are situated as Hiranyagarbha, the source of life, the super soul of every living entity. Your body is the source of the opulence of all mystic powers. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you.
Namasta Adidevaya Shakshibhutaya Te Namaha Narayana Narayana Yarisaye Narayaharaye Namaha.
Translation. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, who are the original personality of Godhead, the witness in everyone's heart, and the incarnation of Nara Narayana Rishi, in the form of a human being. O personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you.
Text 35. Namo Mara Kata Shama Bapu se digata sriye se cha se savaja namastubhyam namaste pita bhavasashe.
Translation. My Lord, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you who are dressed in yellow garments, whose bodily hue resembles the marakata gem, and who have full control over the goddess of fortune. O my Lord Keshava, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you.
Text 36. Tan sarva varada punsham varenya varadarshava ataste sreyashe dhira padarenun upashate.
Translation. O most exalted and worshipable Lord, best of those who bestow benedictions, you can fulfill the desires of everyone, and therefore those who are sober for their own welfare
worship the dust of your lotus feet. Text 37. Anvavartantayam deva srishchatat pada padmayo sprihayantan iva modam bhagavan me prasidatam. Translation: O the devotees, as well as the goddess of fortune, engage in the service of his lotus feet. Indeed, they respect the fragrance of those lotus feet. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead be pleased with me. Text 38. Etair mantrair hirshikesham abahana puraskritam archajek chadaya yukta padyopas parshanadibhi. Translation: Kashyapa Muni continued, by chanting all these mantras, welcoming the Supreme Personality of Godhead with faith and devotion, and offering him items of worship such as padya and argya, one should worship Keshava, Hrishikesh, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Text 39. Architva gandamalya dhyai payashas na payet bibhum vastropavita varana padyopas parshanaistata gandadupadi bischarchet dvadashakshara vidyaya. Translation: In the beginning, the devotee should chant the dvadashakshara mantra and offer flower garlands, incense, and so on. After worshipping the Lord in this way, one should bathe the Lord with milk and dress him with proper garments, a sacred thread and ornaments. After offering water to wash the Lord's feet, one should again worship the Lord with fragrant flowers, incense, and other paraphernalia. Purport: The Dvadashakshara mantra is Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. When worshiping the deity, one should ring the bell with his left hand and offer padya, argya, vastra, ganda, mala, avarana, bhushana, and so on. In this way, one should bathe the Lord with milk, dress him, and again worship him with all paraphernalia. So, padya is when we offer water to wash his lotus feet. Argya is when offer water to sprinkle over the head. Vastra is offering garments. Ganda means offering a flower with a chandan, no? Ganda, sagandha. And mala is flower garland. Abharana is ornaments. Bhushana, I can't remember. You remember? Dress? No, dress is vastram. Vastra. Bhushana, ornaments too? Ornaments? And abharana is also ornaments, huh? Text number 40. Sritam pajasinai vedyam salianam vibhaveshati sasarphi sagudam datva juhujam mulabhidyaya. Translation: If one can afford to, one should offer the deity fine rice boiled in milk with clarified butter and molasses. While chanting the same original mantra, one should offer all this to the fire. Text 41.
Nivedittam tapaktaya dhyayat bunjitat pasvayam datachamanan architva tambulam cha nivedayet.
Translation: one should offer all the prasad to a Vaishnava and offer him some of the prasad and take some for one. Oh, I read again. One should offer all the prasad to a Vaishnava, or offer him some of the prasad and then take some oneself. After this, one should offer the deity Achaman, and then betel nut, and then again worship the Lord. So Achamaniya means, you know, one offers water for washing the mouth to the Lord. And then betel nut is I'm trying to remember the mantra that one offers. So it's not Madhuparkaha, no? Madhupark Tambulam Idam Tambulam. Yeah, okay, Tambulam. There are 16 items that we daily in deity worship offer the deities. Like Krishna Archana was explaining behind, when the curtain closed, and then there is a worship of the deities, these 16 items are always offered. And many of them are explained in this Pajavrata. The first procedure is that one worship the spiritual master, and so the spiritual master is offered Ganda, which is the flower with chandam, and then he's offered flower, pushpa, and then he's offered incense, and he's offered a lamp, the ghee lamp, and then he's offered some boga offering, some boga, and then the prayers to the spiritual master. And you pray to the spiritual master, first the worship of the spiritual master, to actually ask for permission to worship the deities on his behalf. And then the 16 items start to, you know, worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the first item is that one offer the choose to the Lord. Well, why? First, the Lord is after. This is after the Lord being waking up. So you offer the choose, and then you invite the Lord to a sitting place, and then you ask the Lord kindly be comfortable in your sitting place, and then you offer then a padya, which is water for the Lord to wash his feet. Then you offer a argyam for the Lord to sprinkle salt water over his head. And then you offer achman, which is the Lord to wash his mouth and hands. And then you offer a madhupark. What is madhuparka? It's also offered to the hands, no? You don't remember Krishnarjuna? Five different liquids. Yeah, you offer some this madhupark, and then you offer again water to wash his mouth. Punar achamaniya. And then he washes again. And then you invite the Lord to kindly come to this, to take his clothes, his sleeping garments, and then you massage his body with nice scented oils. So you ask him to accept. So that's another. These are all items. So they're all gonna add to 16. So you massage his beautiful body, you know, starting with the lotus feet. It's so intimate, so beautiful. So you're massaging his body and singing to him. And then after massaging the body, then you invite him to the bathing place. So, my dear Lord, kindly come. And then so you offer the bathing place. And then you bathe him. So that's the next item, snanijam. So while bathing him with, you can bathe him with all the five different items from the cow, but you can bathe him also with warm water, with a tulsi leaf and some flowers. And while bathing him, you chant the Brahma Samhita verses. And so he gets bathed. And then after his bathe, then you offer the towel. So my Lord, please come to, you know, being drying. So you dry him. Then after drying him, you offer some water to, you know, sip, and then you can put his Brahmin thread, and you put tilak, you offer tilak, so he puts his tilak, and then you offer, well, then you same procedure with Srimati Radharani. And so after Krishna gets bathed, he have to then wait for Srimati Radharani. And Srimati Radharani gets invited too. Same procedure. You offer all the different things. Massage her lotus feet. Just imagine the great fortune of the pujaris who are able to touch the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani in a daily basis. It's just inconceivable. And so one same thing, with great respect, massage the beautiful form of Srimati Radharani, and then invited to take bath. You know, same thing, chant Brahma Sanghita while bathing her, offer the towel, and then after that, both of them, for Srimati Radharani, she doesn't get offered the tilak, but she gets offered the kunkuma, the red, you know, powder that is put on the part of her hair. And then you offer, then now you can offer the dress and ornaments and mala. So you dress them very nicely, and then after dress them, then they are offered the boga. And after that, we offer the incense, the lamp, flowers, incense, lamp, and then it all gets finalized by asking them to, you know, to accept all the desirable things at the end. So there's a mantra for offering all desirable things to the deities. And then you ask, there's a prayer that you ask for forgiveness because of whatever, you know, we have our limitations to be able to worship them properly. Then in despite of those limitations, the Lord is allowing us to worship him. So then we ask for forgiveness of anything that we have just because of our limitation we have, you know, neglected or improperly performed. So it's a beautiful prayer. Angahinam bidihinan. What is it? Angahinam bidihinan. Shutihinan chayat bhavet. Astutram. Astut. How's it going? Angahinam bidihinan. You know, now I get a blank. Ankahinam bidihinan. Astutat Krishna Karsa Prashataha Tatkin Jatkin Chim Bagunan Jatan Tatosa Prashamanasya Sri Krishna Smaranam Karomi. So please forgive me if I made some mistake in the process of worshiping you, you know, and etc. etc. And let me just meditate on the on the personality of Godhead Krishna while performing this service, and then one chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So it's a wonderful thing that you all can look forward to have that opportunity, you know, to come to be able to worship the deities in the altar. There's it's just beyond, you know, one can ever imagine that type of intimate service. And there's no doubt, even in our dull state of consciousness, one cannot miss Krishna's reciprocation. So the way the recipient, at least in my limited experience, that you're able to connect so clearly to their beauty, they're able to manifest their beauty fully to your, you know, you can miss it. And there is a, it's almost like your consciousness and your eyes get completely absorbed in their beauty and you can get away from it. It's like, it's beautiful. It's very, very wonderful. So pray for that opportunity very soon. That, you know, that, I mean, that not all of you, I mean, some of you present here have been worshiping the deities, you know, but the ones of you who still not, you know, you look forward for that very much. Okay. Text number 42. Yapet ato tarashatam stubita stutibhi prabhum kritva pradakshinam bama bhumau pranamet dandavan muda. Translation. Thereafter, one should silently murmur the mantra 108 times and offer prayers to the Lord for his glorification. Then one should circumambulate the Lord and finally, with great delight and satisfaction, offer obeisances, falling straight like a rod, dandavat. So I'm assuming the mantra they're talking about is the Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, that you have to chant 108 times and offer prayers to the Lord for his glorification. Text number 43. Kritva sira sitachesam. Get out of here. It's a
problem of reading in the telephone.
Kritva sirashita cheshan devat udva sajetata dhyavaram bojajet vipram prajasena yatochitam.
Translation. After touching to one's head all the flowers and water offered to the deity, one should throw them into a sacred place. Then one should feed at least two brahmanas with sweet rice.
Text 44 to 45.
Back to Marcel. Hurry up to get a Brahminika initiation. You can get as much sweet rice.
Bunjita tar anugyata sheshta sheshan sabhajitai brahmacharyartha tat ratriam ratriam svobute prathamehani snata suchir jatoktena vidina shushamahita pajashasna pajitvarchet javat brata samaparna samapanam.
Translation. One should perfectly honor the respectable brahmana one has fed, and then after taking their permission, one should take prasad with his friends and relative. For that night, one should observe strict celibacy, and the next morning, after bathing again with purity and attention, one should bathe the deity of Vishnu with milk and worship him according to the method formerly stated in detail.
Text 46.
Payo baksho bratam idam charet vishnu achadrina acha charet vishnu archanadrita purbajat juhujat agnin brahmanans chapi bojajet.
Translation. Worshipping Lord Vishnu with great faith and devotion and living only by drinking milk, one should follow this vow. One should also offer oblations to the fire and feed the brahmanas as mentioned before.
Text 47.
Evan tvahar ahat kuryat dvadashahan pajobratam harer aradanan homam arhanam dvijatarpanam.
Translation. In this way, until 12 days has passed, one should observe this payobrata, worship of the Lord every day, executing the routine duties, performing sacrifices, and feeding the brahmanas.
Text number 48.
Pratipadinan arabhya javach chukla trajodashim brahmacharyan adaswapnam snanantri savanam charet.
Translation. For pratipati, until the 13th day of the next bright moon, shukala trajodashi, one should observe complete celibacy, sleep on the floor, bathe three times a day, and thus execute the vow.
Text 49.
Barjajet ashan alapan bogan uccha bajans tata ahimsra sarvabhutanan vasudeva parayana.
Translation. During this period, one should not unnecessarily talk of material subjects or topics of sense gratification. One should be completely free from envy to all living entities, and one should be pure and simple devotee of Lord Vasudeva. Text number 50. Trayodashyan ato Vishnu Vishno snapanam panchakair vibho karajet chastrada dristena vidina vidiko vidai. Translation. Thereafter, following the directions of the Shastras with help from the Brahmanas who know the Shastra, on the 13th day of the moon, one should bathe Lord Vishnu with five substances: milk, yogurt, ghee, sugar, and honey. Text 52, 51 and 52. Pujancha mahatin kuryat vita satya vivarjita charunni rupya pajasi Sipi vistaya vishnave shuktena tena purusham jayeta shushamahita naivedyam chati gunavat dadyat purushatushtitam. Translation. Giving up the miserly habit of not spending money, one should arrange for the gorgeous worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, who is situated in the heart of every living entity. With great attention, one must prepare an oblation of grains boiled in ghee and milk, and must chant the Purusha Shukta mantra. The offerings of food should be of varieties of taste. In this way, one should worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Text 53. Acharyam jnana sampanam basta bastra bharana denubhi tosajet ritvajas chaiva tadbidhya radan. Translation. One should satisfy the spiritual master, Acharya, who is very learned in Vedic literature, and should satisfy his assistant priest, known as Hota, Udgata, Advaryu, and Brahma. One should please them by offering them clothing, ornaments, and cows. This ceremony is called Vishnu Aradhana, or worship of Lord Vishnu. Text number 54. Bhujajet tangunavata sat anena suchismite anyanscha brahmanan chaktya Jecha tatra samagataha. Translation. O most auspicious lady, one should perform all the ceremonies under the direction of learned acharyas and should satisfy them and their priests. By distributing prasad, one should also satisfy the brahmanas and others who have assembled.
We pass time. Om jnana tibrandasya jananjana shalakaya chakshur umilitan jena tasmai sri guruve namaha namo om vishnupadaya krishna mesaya bhutale shimate roma paswamiti namine
nama om vishnupadaya krishna mesaya bhutale shimate bhaktivedanta swamin iti namine namaste saraswate deve gauravani pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyabadi Pashatya Deshatarini Bancha Kalpa Tarubhyasya Kripasindhu Vyayavacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha.
So, yes, it was a good day to not being prepared for giving a class because the whole class was just reading. So, just say a few things and then maybe if there's any questions. It's very remarkable, and I guess, you know, we get exposed to so many different forms of that are bona fide to achieve, you know, the satisfaction of the Lord by worshiping. In this particular instance, we're seeing a methodology called Payo Brata, that in 12 days you'll be able to give full satisfaction to the personality of Godhead and receive the result of that, you know, worship, which is quite amazing. Just 12 days. The procedure is austere, but it's not, you know, like an impossibility. Like, for example, the austerities that Dhruva Maharaj performed for 6 months, that's not something that, you know, you can try it at home, like, you know, someone will say. Dhruva Maharaj, he was standing on one leg on the toes of his feet, and he started basically he stopped breathing, he stopped everything, all material activities he stopped. So his control of the air was so powerful that the air in the universe also stopped. So there was no flowing of air. Yeah. So the whole universe was choking. There was no air to breathe, because, you know, so they tried to figure it out, and if, you know, they looked down and there's this 5-year-old just like performing this severe austerity, that they have to go to Lord Brahma and say, help. Lord Brahma say, Lord Vishnu, help. You know, so Lord Vishnu, okay, stop him. So he come and appear to. So we don't have to do that one. That one was, you know, same thing. He was chanting this this 12 syllable mantra, Dwadakshan something, that is mentioned it there, the Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we don't have to do that one. You know, Narada Muni or the representatives of Narada Muni won't recommend us to do that. This particular vrata, you have to survive on milk, only milk. And you have to worship the deity and offer these very beautiful prayers. And through these 12 days, you have to perform this, feed the brahmanas, etc., etc. And in 12 days, she was going to be able to fully satisfy the personality of Godhead, Aditi. So you can see that all these different recommendations, all these different directions, are according to the capacity of the different people that receive it. Mother Aditi was a very highly elevated personality with great capacity, and therefore she is capable in 12 days to perform a brata and fully connect to the personality of Godhead and satisfy him. We are given a process too, that involves vows, that involves the procedures of chanting mantras, that involves the precision of daily worship of the deities, that involves the precision of offering prasadam to the devotees. And how to satisfy the Lord. And it's all centered in the connection that you have with the spiritual master. It's almost like everything is contained, a whole functioning in Krishna consciousness is contained in these prayers that we offer during Mongol Arctic every morning, the Guru Ashtaka prayers. Because what did the spiritual master give us? Well, first, the first offer, the first verse of glorification is that how kind the spiritual master is, that he is able to free us from the great fire of material condition. And then the spiritual master gives us the chanting of the holy name, Mahaprabhu Kirtan Nitya Git. So he engages in the glorification of the holy names as Lord Chaitanya, the performance of Sankirtan. And then the spiritual master engages in the worship of the deity, Sri Vigrahara Dana Nityanana. Shingar means to worship and to dress them, to give in ornaments, and to clean the temple, to clean the altar, to, you know, do this service for the, he engages in that. The spiritual master engages in taking and offering prasadam. He becomes very satisfied when he sees that. And so the same principle is there. The same principle that Aditi does in 12 days, what we do in a daily basis. And we have to, same thing, practice cleanliness, you know, follow rules and regulations, you know. All these things are there. Practicing celibacy, respecting the devotees and the Vaishnavas, the Brahmanas. We may not be able to give a cow, but we offer our obeisances and offer service, offer what we have. The Grihastas, you know, they give some donations to the Brahmanas and to the temple. And finally, we recognize that how can we satisfy the Lord, the Supreme Personality of God? When we satisfy, we know that the Lord is satisfied when the spiritual master is satisfied. Yasya prasadam, Bhagavat prasadam. When the spiritual master is satisfied, then Krishna is satisfied. So the connection is there. And if the spiritual master is not satisfied, then Krishna is not satisfied. So we can consider ourselves very fortunate, of course, you know, because we're Kali Yuga people. Then the procedure of 12 days, not good for us. So Sometimes people does that, you know, especially people that come from India that get, you know, all these rituals things are there, karmakanda stuff. And oh, this is not karmakanda, but different rituals that you have to do in, and they do it, you know, they perform the austerities. There was a fellow in Tobacco that used to come and stand in one leg in front of the deities for, you know, 20 minutes or something like that. And, you know, he'd be pretty still, you know. And there was another one who would bring for months a coconut. It would be, you know, religiously would bring his coconut. So they're following pratas, they're following certain things. It was, you know, in Ekadasi you have to do this, this, and these whole things. And they will be very religious, you know, on that. The guy of the coconut, we found out that, okay, that one day he came with a car and a coconut, and that was the conclusion of his brata. He got, you know, what he won, you know. So he got the car. And then, you know, boom, they throw the last coconut was, you know, broken in front of the car. So it's a good deal, you know. You get you buy, you know, like 30 coconuts and you get a car, you know. Hey, I take it, you know. But yeah, so we're very fortunate what Prabhupada has given us, which is, you know, this methodology, this bona fide methodology, just as Kashyapa Muni is giving to Aditi in the heavenly kingdom, we receive right here from Srila Prabhupada and Prabhupada's disciples, followers, we receive a process of worship, a process of a procedure of how to satisfy the personality of Godhead and being able to have everything that we require to be happy in this world to be given to us. So therefore, same principle applies. Even if we have unlimited material desires, if we have broad intelligence, we will worship the personality, Krishna, to the fulfillment of those desires, because Krishna will do, but it will do in such a way that your consciousness will advance. So stop here. I have, maybe I'm going to give you 3 minutes because I want to finish. It's past, say, 8:32. I want to finish by 8:35. So keep it concise. Go to the questions.
Hare Krishna, thank you for your class.
Hare Krishna, bro. Is it volume in there for us?
Hello.
Yeah.
All right, cool. You were mentioning deity worship, and one thing that struck me was you mentioned that when you're performing deity worship, you ask for forgiveness of the Lord if there's any mistakes in your worship. And the reason that caught me, because maybe you could expand on this a little bit. Obviously, you only have 3 minutes, but it appears that it's much easier to ask for forgiveness from a deity than an actual person. Of course, the deities are in a respectful way, obviously, but then an actual devotee, because the tendency is that, I always joke that the reason we worship the deities and show much sort of respect to Govardhan, Shila, and Prasadam is because they don't talk back to us. But when we see devotees talk back to us, then we're like, where's the sacredness? Where's the connection with Krishna? I don't see it. So how much important, because there's so many verses that says better than the worship of God is to honor and respect the devotee. So how much more significant is to, when given that opportunity, because we all make mistakes, Krishna gives us opportunity, and it's a very blessing that we actually do make mistakes, because it gives us opportunity to ask for forgiveness. And it decreases our false ego even more than asking for forgiveness from the deity. So how essential is it to take advantage of those opportunities when we're given them? It's actually a blessing, I think. So.
Well, immediately, I think that it's based on the relationship. It, you know, there's affection.
that there's something very beautiful that happens when you worship the deities, that you start to develop the affection for the deities, and there's that connection, and you can sense, you know, the deity's kindness, the love and the mercy. You can sense it very clearly. You can ask any pujari, and they can tell you that experience. So there's a relationship, and you know, when you ask for forgiveness, when there's a relationship of love, then you know that this personality is very kind towards you. So and you sincerely, you want to do the best, but we have limitations. So you take that into consideration. With the devotees, in general, the same principle apply. Especially when we have that loving relationship, that, you know, like today, I was pointing out that two things that I was trying to take the responsibility for, or that I'm someone involved, got a little messy. And, you know, I was communicated to the devotees and in media apologized for whatever inconvenience I caused. And the devotee's immediate, you know, thing is, you know, don't worry about it, you know, taking care and like this. You know, this, the relationship, the loving relationship is there. And then one feel very trusting. Because I know the devotee, you know, at the end, he can understand, you know, here's someone who's trying their best, or at least trying hard to do, but you have limitations. And then on our side, we also think, you know, well, I'm trying, you know, I want to do better. So, you know, if I messed up something, I'm sorry. You know, I'm trying. Next time, you know, I try to pay attention to these things. So when there is conflict, when there is the relationship of love and trust, when things are in the proper place, then it's beautiful. It's very uplifting. When there is the involvement of selfishness or false ego, there is conflict. So immediately we can understand, if there is conflict, meaning that if I don't feel very enlivened about it or very uplifted, then it means that some false ego is there. And the first place that I have to look is on myself, because, you know, that one I'm, have access to. The other one I don't have access, I don't know either, I don't know. And anyway, it may be the case that yes, there's some false ego on the other side, but is it relevant for me, because I already have a handful with my big false ego? So we can look at that. Great. Okay, I'm going to stop here. Thank you so much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.